It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, it's Freeda's usual Hot Off the Wire. So Bobby Brown's lawyer says that Nick Gordon refused to speak to either Bobby Brown or the police, and the family's not going to let him visit Bobby Christina until he does. So Gordon is pissed. He tweeted that Bobby Brown left when it got heavy. He said he had to take care of Bobby Christina and Whitney, who cried on his shoulders. And he accused Bobby Brown of wanting publicity and a piece of Whitney's fortune. And he says Bobby Brown has not seen his daughter four times in the last 5 years. During a recent interview, Richard Pryor's widow called Bill Cosby a hypocrite because he hated Richard Pryor because he worked dirty. She says that Cosby worked clean, but he's dirty on the inside. Damon Wayans is okay, y'all. He IG'd saying he's fine after reports surfaced that he was forced to cancel comedy shows after suffering a medical emergency related to diabetes. And Chris Brown is unbothered about his ex Rihanna dating Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, hats off to you. Do what you got to do. But after the interview, when he said that, he tweeted, "Don't ask me about Drake or Rihanna. Anything you need to hear is all in my music." Bobby Shmurda wants out of his Epic Records deal. He's mad because the label never posted his $2 million bail, so he's still sitting in jail. Kanye West wants his fans to help his late mom get to heaven in a new video game. That game is supposed to be paired with his emotional single, Only One. Jillianna Rancic's criticism of Zendaya's dreads on Fashion Police did not go over very well. She basically said Zendaya probably smelled like oil and weed. Well, she wrote it was offensive, fired off a list of people wearing locks who don't smell like weed. And she said she wore that to the Oscars because she wanted to showcase that locks are cool and that you can be natural. And she suggested that some of y'all listen to NDIRE's I'm Not My Hair. And she also said Jillianna Rancic has a big old head and she need to shut up.
Hey,
I added that last part. Anyway, Jillianna tweeted an apology and said she did not mean it the way it sounded. Britt, you got some ratchet reality?
Yeah, Tamar was throwing shade at K. Michelle's BET Honors performance that aired last night. She said she doesn't tweet about people she's never met, but then she said, quote, "I performed last year and Aretha Franklin called me after." And Kylie Jenner, been doing squats or getting shots? She posted a picture of her butt looking a little round, but she's getting them coins though. She just bought a $2.7 million house.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of the BET Honors, did you see Russ? He was on every flipping
I counted
shot.
That song like six times.
He and his wife, Darnell, had on pink. Okay, I'm Al Freeda's. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.